This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday, where Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire after a strike on a refugee camp killed dozens of people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abbas called the Gaza assault, quote, a war of genocide and destruction at the hands of the Israeli war machine. But Blinken, on a regional tour to try to stop the war from spreading, has resisted calls by Arab leaders for a ceasefire for fear it would benefit Hamas. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there'd be no ceasefire until the return of all the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks, which Israel says also killed 1,400 people.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Tensions increased with Lebanon as Israel's chief military spokesperson said the military had attacked, quote, terrorist targets of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon in response to a missile attack against tanks that killed an Israeli citizen. VOA's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The sense among Israeli intelligence is that at least right now, there will continue to be sort of minor clashes across the border, but that both Israel and Hezbollah are very careful against turning it into a full-scale war.
VOA's Linda Gradstein. Jordan's Air Force personnel airdropped urgent medical aid to the Jordanian field hospital in Gaza early on Monday, according to a post on X from Jordan's King and state media. Jordan announced last week it recalled its ambassador to Israel and told the Israeli ambassador to stay away in protest at the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. This is VOA News. Aid groups say Afghans fleeing a deportation drive in Pakistan lack shelter, food, and warmth once they cross the border. Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have left Pakistan in recent weeks as authorities pursue foreigners they say are in the country illegally, going door to door to check migrants' documentation. Pakistan said October 31st is a deadline to leave the country or else they'd be arrested. The Taliban have set up camps on the other side for people to stay in while they wait to be moved to their place of origin in Afghanistan. But the land is barren and flat and there is no infrastructure or privacy, aid groups said Sunday. A runner from Ethiopia sets a course record to win the New York City Marathon men's race on Sunday, while a Kenyan pulls away in the final 400 meters to take the women's title. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
32-year-old Tamarat Tola is the men's winner of the New York City Marathon with a record time of 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds.
I'm happy. I am coming to New York for third time, two times number four. Now I am win. This is the first time major winning for me.
While the men's race of the New York City Marathon was well decided before the last few miles, the women's race came down to the stretch with a trio of runners exchanging leads until 33-year-old Helen Obiri finished first in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Julie Walker, New York.
An armed father who took his 4-year-old daughter hostage, forcing the suspension of flights at Hamburg Airport, gave himself up without resistance on Sunday after hours of negotiations, German police said. The 35-year-old Turkish man had barricaded himself and the child in his car at the foot of a Turkish Airlines plane on Saturday evening, demanding to be allowed on board after a custody dispute with the mother. The film Five Nights at Freddy's keeps the number one spot in movie theaters during one of the slowest weekends of the year, AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, where fantasy and fun come to life.
Five Nights at Freddy's chalks up a second week as the top box office draw. It brought in $19.4 million in North America, according to studio estimates. This was the weekend that Dune Part 2 was supposed to come out. Its release was pushed to March because of the Hollywood actors' strike. The number two movie this weekend is Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour. Killers of the Flower Moon is number three. Priscilla, about Priscilla Presley, comes in fourth. Radical, based on a true story about a teacher in a Mexican border city, debuts in fifth. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.